إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, in the ongoing discussion we are having on terms in Surah Al-Asr, we talked about the loss that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that all humanity is in, where He said, وَالْأَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Today, inshallah, we'll talk about the solution that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented to us, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said four things: إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. The first of those is, Allah said, except those who have iman. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. وَالْأَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. All of mankind, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath by time, and He said that all of mankind is in loss, except those who have belief, who have faith. Now, if you look at this statement of saying except who have faith, obviously in terms of the Akhirah, this is easy to understand. That people who have faith, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save them from punishment, and that they will be given Jannah. We ask Allah for that for ourselves. The question also is to look at it from the worldly perspective, because when we were looking at loss, we talked about how mankind is in loss in a worldly perspective. Mankind is in loss in a perspective of the Akhirah also, because if somebody is living their lives like this, then in the Akhirah obviously there cannot be any benefit. So people who are living without belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are obviously in loss. But in terms of the worldly perspective, if we say, how does faith come into it? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, one can understand from an Akhirah perspective, but in the dunya, how does it matter? Whether you have faith or you don't have faith. How does it save or solve our problems of the world that we saw or we talked about? And that is what I want to remind myself and you, that faith is not just a theological concept, it's not just a philosophy to be applied with regard to what happens after death. But faith is something that drives, and that is the foundation of all moral and ethical values in this life itself, which all have clear implications in our life, in our daily give and take. Faith is because when we look at faith has two parts. One is faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is what Islam is, that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the only one worthy of worship, and we believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his messenger and as his last and final messenger, after whom there is no messenger and after whose message there is no message. So this is our faith as far as Tawheed is concerned and Risalat is concerned. And the second part of faith has to do with the Akhirah, with the issue of accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is where faith impacts also on our daily lives in this dunya. So faith is not just a intellectual concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who Allah is, and that we should worship Him, but faith is something which has a direct action implication in terms of our life. And that action implication has to do with our accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say, La ilaha illallah, there's no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the implication of that? That we will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That after we die, we will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, has the power and the ability and the authority to reward and punish on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned this with regard to what happens in the dunya itself, where He said, Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas. Where Allah said that the Trials and tribulations, difficulties of this world are a result of your own actions. So therefore, we have faith, two parts of faith. One is the identity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second one is, how does it affect me? Because it affects me because on the day of judgment, I will be accountable to Allah. So every action therefore has an impact in terms of faith, and the action therefore, that is how the issue of deriving of moral and ethical values comes out of faith. We have ethical and moral values because we believe in accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we have accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say, well, we should do these things which are right because they please Allah, and we should not do these which are not right because they attract the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the basis of all ethical and moral values is actually faith. The faith also enables people to do things which are altruistic in nature, which is where they do something good and apparently there is no immediate reward of that in this dunya. Take charity for example, you are giving something to somebody, you are not getting anything in return. So why are you doing charity? One can say, you can talk about general eradication of poverty and so on, but actual immediate, there is no immediate feedback, there is no immediate return to see. But why do people do charity? People do a lot of charity, alhamdulillah, Muslims are at the forefront of that. We do all this for what reason? Because of faith, because we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us in the akhirah. So also if you take the entire nizam and the entire system of zakat, this is based again on faith, which is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed it as a safety net and as a solution to the kind of evils of capitalism, the evils of hoarding, the evils of exploiting, of accumulation of capital in the hands of a few people. All of these will not be possible if people pay zakat. Like we talked yesterday about very few people cornering the wealth of half the world. Now imagine if those people simply paid zakat. I'm just saying, I'm not even going into the intricacies of it. If they simply say, well, 2.5% of your wealth, you give it in charity. Imagine the impact of that. You will talk about billions of dollars coming into charity and going to people who need the money. All of that will happen. And if they are Muslims, and if they were Muslims, they would have done it. Because this is what Islam decrees specifically, and Islam is the only religion. Charity is promoted by everybody, obviously. Nobody says don't do charity. But Islam is the only religion which actually makes charity into a fard and specifically gives a parameter of the minimum amount of charity that is due. 2.5% is not the final. It's less than that, there is nothing. So that is the minimum. Upper limit, there is no upper limit, you can give as much as you want and you are encouraged to give more and more. But Islam is the only religion which actually decrees that and says this you have to give, and if you do not give that, if you refuse to give it, then you are, it's an issue of your iman itself. So therefore, all of that is because of iman, and the iman refers to the feedback to the day of judgment, that we do all of this because we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we believe in the day of judgment and we look forward to the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said yarjullaha wal yawm al akhirah. Allah mentioned those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes and who will be benefited on the day of judgment, and he said yarjullaha wal yawm al akhirah, those who look forward to the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who look forward to the day of judgment. If you think about it, the day of judgment is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us against and actually sort of frightened us. If you look at all the ayats to dealing with the day of judgment in Juz Amma and other places, you will find that they are all ayats which are relating to the horrific and terrible conditions of that day, all kinds of difficulties and so on and so on. Yet Allah is saying about some people, yarjullaha wal yawm al akhirah, people who look forward to that day. How will anybody and why will anyone look forward to a day which is so terrible in terms of its conditions. Only people who look forward to that day can only be people for whom those conditions will not apply. There will be special situation for them where they will be protected from those conditions. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for ourselves and our mutalliqeen, that Allah saves us from those conditions. Then Allah promised to do that. The shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on, all of this protection for the people. General conditions are something, but for special people, and who are those special people? Those people who have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illa alladhina amanu, except for those people who have iman. These are the special people for whom there will be special conditions on the Day of Judgment. These are the special people also for whom there are special conditions in this world, where even if they have, even if there is difficulty and so on in the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create ease for these people. Allah gives them peace of mind. In the middle of all that turmoil, they will have tranquility. In the middle of the war, they will have sakina, they will have tranquility and so on. And that is because of their faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the reason why, if you look at the ayat of Surah Al-Ahzab, when the Sahaba saw the Ahzab, they saw the Confederates, the army of Quraysh and the others who were gathered against them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, only there was increase only in their imanan wa tasliman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that for them there was no increase in fear, there was no increase in anything else, but their iman increased and their submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased. And that's because, again, the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another place for the same people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said some of them have fulfilled their covenant and gone ahead, and some of them are still waiting for that opportunity to fulfill their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prove that they are mu'mineen by giving their lives, if necessary, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these relate to the issue of faith. And therefore, illa alladhina amanu, everyone is a failure, except those who have faith. Because those who have faith are looking at a picture which is not the picture in front of them in the world. They are looking at a picture behind this picture, which is the picture of reality, which is the accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where they look forward to results which Allah promised them, which are not visible to people whose eyes are shut by the glare of and shining of the world and worldly matters. People cannot see through that shining light to the actual light, which is the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which is behind this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes and our hearts, and the eyes in our hearts, to the importance of iman, and to increase our iman, and to enable us to look beyond the obvious in this life to that which is reality in the akhirah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.